This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdahl. All right, for those of you who are wondering if things could get any worse for JP Morgan, well, apparently they could. That $2 billion loss the bank reported last week? Well, at the time, CEO Jamie Dimon said that figure could grow by another $1 billion or so. According to the New York Times, it took just a week to get there. How does one go about losing $1 billion in 1 week? We asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith to check it out.
The only ones who can really explain how J.P. Morgan lost $1 billion in a week work at J.P. Morgan, and they're not talking. What we do know, J.P. Morgan is sitting on a lot of complex financial products known as derivatives, and those are losing value, says NYU economist Lawrence White. He says now J.P. Morgan has to find a buyer, and there aren't exactly a ton of potential buyers.
It takes, you know, at a minimum, tens of millions of dollars to be thinking about buying or selling in these kinds of markets.
Only big financial companies, hedge funds, investment banks are in that market. And they all know that J.P. Morgan needs to cut its losses. It's a little bit like trying to sell a house in the middle of a housing crash, says Max Wolf, an economist at Greencrest Capital.
If everybody begins to learn that buying a single family house is not, in fact, a fast way to get rich, but a fast way to get poor, then everyone starts to be nervous and demand discounts to buy a house.
Wolf says J.P. Morgan probably wants to sell to get this whole episode behind it, and other big banks would like this to go away, too.
This is reopening the wound around 2008, 2009. So this is a big deal because it reminds people that there's a murky world of unknown and dangerous things on bank balance sheets.
Of course, J.P. Morgan could hold on to those assets and hope for the bond markets to recover. But asset manager Michael Farr says waiting could lead to more losses.
Maybe this thing is better solved by tearing off the Band-Aid all at once than the slow tug.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.